And it's Monday. That's right, February 21st, 2022. It's President's Day, 11:06 Central Time with you, Dave Krieger, on the Power Hour. President's Day, you know what that means. Oh, everybody wants a sale. Yes, we have one here at the Power Mall. $5 off when you spend $50. Just use the code TAKE5. Kind of reminds me of that old Dave Brubeck song. And $10 off when you spend $100. Use code 10TAKE10. Just take 10 at checkout. So take 5 and take 10 are your two promotional codes for today only. And all you got to do is go online to thepowermall.com or call in by phone 877-817-9829. And we will take your order and just say, hey, take 5 or take 10, depending on how much you're spending. We have some prayer announcements this morning on this President's Day, praying for Dr. Paul Alexander, who has twice guested on the show when I was emceeing or hosting, Dr. Roger Hodgkinson and Dr. Byron Bridle. These are eminent doctors that are out there. They are not anti-vaccine. They are anti-jab. They know what's going on. They're awake. They're trying to tell other people what are going on. They spoke at the truckers' convoy gathering in Ottawa, and now they're supposedly being sought by authorities. It's according to contacts we have in Canada, including George Freund, it's going full-blown Soviet up in Canada. We also want to give a big shout-out to Luis B., our first Level 3 supporter. I wish I had the applause, hit the applause button here. Just imagine, if you will, the applause. Imagine, if you will, the applause. Luis B., our first Level 3 supporter. You can be, too. All you have to do is go to buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour. And you can click on the support buttons there. $5, $15, and $25 a month will get you various perks on our program. $5 a month, you get to be a Power Hour team member and support us on a monthly basis. $15 a month, you get commercial-free show archives in addition to your support and 5% discount on all online orders at thepowermall.com. And if you go for $25 a month, you support the show, you get commercial-free archives, you get the archive vault access to Joyce Riley, and 10% discount on all your online orders at thepowermall.com. If you feel so inclined to ask questions about the team memberships, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. You want to make a donation by mail, you want to send us a check out of the goodness of your heart, which keeps us going, and we appreciate that. It's The Power Hour, P.O. Box 516, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. And we are also on shortwave at 6.160, at least until the 24th of this month. That's about 3 days away. And so we're asking, if you're listening to us on that channel, because we're streaming live then, give us a shout at 877-817-9829 option 2, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. That's support@thepowerhour.com. And again, we're not changing frequencies. We're keeping 7.490 for replays, but we're going to be adding or considering adding 6.160 for live show streaming on shortwave across the world. So this gives you an opportunity to do what you got to do and let us know what you think. We appreciate that. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Okay. Thanks, Dave. I've got someone to add to the prayer request. I spoke about Ralph Winterud last Friday, and I found out Saturday he's in the hospital up in Alaska.
And well, I'm sorry
he's
to hear
pushing
that.
80. Yeah, he's pushing 80, and he's irritated a few people that, you know. So,
how so? I don't know. How so?
Well,
how is
he's,
irritated at
he's
people?
With his legal research, you know, how that can exposing
oh,
some of
yes.
that stuff.
That can definitely irritate all those folks up in the frozen tundra. Sure, I get that. And probably elsewhere too, right?
Yeah, so of course they've said he's got COVID and they won't give him ivermectin. That's the only two things I remember. The person called in to an RBN show I was listening to, and he's Ralph's been working with him. Trying to get his kids back. So, but yeah, I hope people will pray for Ralph too. so.
I hope so, too. Well, we'll send up a big, big one to the Almighty for Ralph. And also, we have another person on our prayer roll, Armando, and his wife, Millie, of course, is resting comfortably, but she has been suffering a stroke and various other situations in her life, and we're just praying for her recovery. Armando is a retired county clerk in Osceola County, Florida. And so,
God bless all you guys, and especially you, Dave. Thanks. Bye.
Well, we appreciate it, Sherry. Thank you for calling in and adding Ralph to the prayer list. We appreciate that. And so, you know, we want to send a big one up to the Almighty and thank you for all of our blessings today, Father, for our healing, for just coming in and working your blessings on us and keeping us safe. You know, here's the thing. The Bible, which is your word, the big word, the gospel, also preaches the fact that there is a hedge of protection available. All we have to do is believe. And we do in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. All right. Can I get an amen out there? You better say it. I'll hear you. All right. We're going to have Pastor Jerry Newcomb, since it is President's Day. He has a new biography on the life and faith of George Washington, the founder of our country. Don't let anyone else tell you different. If that's how they referred to him in history, don't let anybody take that away. You are entitled to history. You're entitled to know the truth. Pastor Jerry Newcomb is going to be on the show with us in the top of the next hour, followed by Scott Shara, Grace's father. You know, they... Basically, he's saying that the hospital she was in, St. Elizabeth, stole her life by medical murder. And we're going to be talking to Grace's father, Scott, in the second half of our next hour. In the meantime, all sorts of things brewing in the world. 170 arrests and counting, even more, as police continue the operation against protesters opposed to COVID-19 mandates, wielding batons, pepper spray, smashing truck windows. Now, you talk about what doesn't make sense. Well, cops will go out and arrest vandals for smashing windows. But here, you have police smashing truck windows. What is up with these people? I don't get it. Brian in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment here. I went to a thing, it's been probably 3 years ago. It was put on by a bunch of monks from India. And they had a meeting in Kansas City, I guess, what do you call it, a webinar, where they had the big screen and they're talking.
Sure.
And they spent hours talking, and mostly it was about Jesus Christ, okay? And which blew my mind, and I had a couple of pastors behind me. And what they were talking about was how to pray. And they said, no one knows how to pray. And they gave the example of the tsunami in Japan, where, you know, it just wiped out these entire neighborhoods. It looked like a desert. And then there was one house that was standing with a picket fence around it in Japan on this beach. I mean, it was a miracle. And what these monks said from India, this family knew how to pray, and they gave the 7 steps to prayer. And I turned to these 2 preachers behind me that were there, and I said, why in the hell don't we know this stuff? And they said, well, the church doesn't want to lose power, so you're never going to get this through the church. So if you want, I can give you the 7 the 7
Goodness.
Steps to prayer. Do you want to hear it?
All right. Very quickly, yes.
Okay. Well, the first one is do something out of your ordinary routine that assists the divine. In my case, I went and got a bird feeder and started feeding the birds. Second step, thank God for all the people on your planet that make your life livable. So you give thanks to, you know, postman, whoever, just everybody that helps your life. The third step, turn your head slightly to the right and slightly up and envision in color what you were praying for. Be intimate in your relationship with God. That's step four, you know, like Jesus said, my Father, okay? Step five, be precise in what you ask for. Don't ramble on and go on to other subjects. Six, express gratitude for answering your prayer. Seven, don't go back and start asking about, you know, gee, is it coming true? When you're done, you're done. So there's your seven steps to prayer.
Well, we appreciate that, Brian. Thanks for chiming in. All right.
Okay.
And that's the one thing, you know, we just said a little prayer this morning for all those people out there. And how did you know I looked up and to the right when I said that? All right. So we were talking about the issue with what's going on up in Ottawa and all of the folks that are in trouble up there. The law enforcement smashing truck windows, towing 53 vehicles, 22 license plates seized. They really wanted to move a lot of these demonstrators out of there, so they made an example out of some of them. Demonstrators still remain in the area, just not as much, but some new protesters have been joining as of last week. They're still in the perimeter areas, as you saw some video circulating about a woman, I guess she was on a walker, that got pushed over and trampled on by a horse from a mounted police officer. Yeah, that's not exactly good PR for the police, even if they want people to go home. And, you know, the sad thing about it is not once at all, never, not once did Justin Trudeau come out and acknowledge what was going on. Had he done that, they might have gone away. And they're going away anyway because a lot of the truckers left. They said, look, it's not worth getting busted. We'll find ways to get our message across. And I think I know one of them. You go home, you park your rig, you call in sick. That's one way I see that's going to be happening. The interim leader of Canada's opposition Conservative Party, Candace Bergen, no relation to the actress, says the situation unfolding in the nation's capital as police clamped down on those protesters was created by the prime minister and his desire to divide Canadians. Gee, does that sound familiar to you folks in the States here with what's going on? Yeah, well, even, you know, the MPs are blasting Trudeau. And the media is not being kind to them either. They are continuing to message small dollar donors whose identities were leaked to the public after a hack of the crowdfunding site GiveSendGo. So what do the media do with it? They doxed them. So everybody knows who donated. Now they're all being harassed. I know that Tucker Carlson had a couple of people on. I know Sean Hannity had a couple of people on that have been harassed. So that's just one of those things that, you know, we just have to get past that because it's not going to stop. And even though GiveSendGo has been hacked, most of those donations are in an undisclosed U.S. bank. Even though some of the truckers got some of the donations, the rest are in an undisclosed U.S. bank somewhere. And a Canadian court moved to freeze all those donations for the convoy. Over 8 million had been donated. The figure is now over 9.6. A lot of people are calling GiveSendGo, want to know where the donations are. Their legal team is trying to figure that out right now. The company's asking people who donated not to request a refund because the funds will be needed for the truckers and their legal teams. Folks, this is not over yet. John in Missouri, how are you, sir?
Very good today. Thank you. I just caught the tail end of something you mentioned, I think, last Friday, the peroxide that would help the COVID stuff. Do you remember what that was?
I do. Part of what the...
And how do you use it?
Well, basically what I do, and this is just me, but I went out and acquired a nebulizer, and you can find them online. They're about $40. I think I paid about $69.95 for mine because it was a good one. It had a mask, and you can actually put the mask on and just or hold it to your face instead of wearing it like a regular mask where the straps around the back of your head. And basically, it is a 6-to-1. You try to acquire, and you can. I know that, and I, as much as I don't like wokeism, Amazon does sell both. And you want to get food-grade hydrogen peroxide. And basically what you're doing is you're also getting a bottle of saline. Some people like to use distilled water. Maybe a lot easier on you to use distilled water, but some people use saline. I do. And basically I put 6 droppers of saline to 1 dropper of hydrogen peroxide food grade. And basically put that solution in the nebulizer and just basically turn it on and just breathe, take deep, slow breaths until it's all gone. And that will help, seriously, and it helped me a lot, clear up my lungs. There are some things I know that our guests talked about that are on the archives if you subscribe to those. And they're definitely on there if you can access them. That would have been Robert Redfern that was talking about that.
Oh, okay. What percentage is the hydrogen peroxide?
Oh, well, normally the food grade is just one particular grade. That's basically it's 100% solution that you have to dilute with saline or distilled water. You just don't use a lot of it because hydrogen peroxide on its own, I mean, you will get – it'll just go off in your head. You'll get dizzy real fast. So I recommend – I used to put a dropper or a few drops in a glass of grapefruit juice just straight in. And I would freeze it, the food grade, and I would put, you know, like 2 or 3 drops in there. And man, oh man, boy, you talk about your head just opening up. It just really, it goes crazy in your head. So you might get a headache if you use too much, which is why, I go by the dilution ratios that, Joe Mercola, Dr. Mercola on his website promotes. If you look into the nebulizer treatment for hydrogen peroxide on Google, or not Google, but DuckDuckGo, you might be able to find a couple of actual recipes that work for people.
Very, very, very good. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you, John. All right. Jean-Luc Brunel was a longtime French modeling agent who was detained in December 2020. As part of an inquiry into allegations of rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment, was found dead in his cell on Saturday. The investigation opened in August of 19 was a preliminary inquiry into whether the late financier and convicted American sex offender Jeffrey Epstein had committed sex crimes on French territory or against French victims. Brunel, who was 76, was later charged with sexual harassment and rape of minors, been accused of procuring hundreds of girls for Epstein. He founded a U.S. modeling management agency with Epstein, but denied wrongdoing related to his association with Jeffrey Epstein. Of course, we know that Jeffrey Epstein did not hang himself. However, Brunel was found hanged in his cell in the Santee prison in Paris around 1 a.m. Saturday. Authorities, of course, are investigating. And Boris Johnson is reporting that the intelligence he's getting suggests Kremlin could be planning the biggest war in Europe since 1945. And, of course, he was interviewed by the BBC in Munich. And this is, I think, where our BP giggles went to. Johnson said a Russian invasion doesn't seem imminent, but all the signs are the plan's already, in some senses, begun. You know, until we know for sure, can we, like, keep it to a dull roar? I know that they've stationed more than 100,000 troops along the border with Ukraine. And NATO, of course, is ramping up. They're just irritating the situation by talking about it rather than going behind closed doors like they usually do and working it out so we don't have this tit-for-tat in the media. It just gives the media more propaganda to spew out with this lions and tigers and bears, oh my, junk. And speaking of media, the reason that these truckers took off and said, you know, we're done with this here, given everything that happened with the law enforcement cracking down on them, a spokesperson for that movement, dubbed the Freedom Convoy, called for a peaceful withdrawal, saying they're not going to be a punching bag for law enforcement. Speaking at a press conference at the Lord Elgin Hotel in downtown Ottawa, retired Canadian military officer Tom Morazzo said many truckers feel the best course of action for them and their families is to withdraw in order to avoid further harm. As a movement, we have chosen to peacefully withdraw from the streets of Ottawa. There's nothing to be gained by being brutalized by police, Morazzo said. They began escalating their operation on February 18th. 191 arrests, 57 vehicles towed. Some police officers were heavily armed, including assault rifles and what appeared to be rubber bullet launchers. Some wielded batons and pepper spray. Some smashed truck windows again. It's really asinine. A police officer would be smashing windows? Really? What are they, woke? Oh, no, they're just doing what Justin Trudeau, the communist dictator up there in Ottawa, told them to do. Joe Biden has canceled his trip home to Delaware. Yep, sorry, no chocolate ice cream for you, Sleepy Joe. He apparently is going to be meeting with Vladimir Putin, so they think. This was all announced yesterday afternoon. Biden, of course, appeared anxious to go home, but roughly an hour later, his plans were canceled. White House official told reporters a family-related issue prompted the brief schedule change, but the Prez would remain in D.C., if you want to call him that. White House later announced Sunday evening that Biden had agreed to meet with Putin as long as he doesn't invade Ukraine. You know, I really don't think Putin cares what Biden thinks. Putin's going to do what he wants. Back to the truckers again. They're gaining more support in the U.S. Representative Yvette Harrell, Republican New Mexico, said she's introducing a bill that's going to grant temporary asylum to individuals involved in the Canadian trucker protest. So, you know, as they're providing asylum for political prisoners, we should do the same for truckers, according to Harrell. And so she wants to introduce a bill that would grant temporary asylum to innocent Canadian protesters who are being persecuted. So come on down. So this Emergencies Act has really got everybody hell-bent, and it's, you know, again, it's divided their entire country. Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, she's going to be sentenced here. And after learning about the death of Jean-Luc Brunel, she's now freaking out, figuring that somebody's going to off her pretty quick. They don't want Jeffrey Epstein's little black book getting out. That's what that's all about. You know, we can't. She's in the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, currently awaiting sentences. And despite the fact she's deemed a suicide risk, they're continuing to wake her up every 15 minutes in the night. Man, talk about violation of prisoner rights, a little sleep deprivation. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour, 28 after the hour. We're going to be back with more news and your phone calls after the short break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
And it's 32 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Monday, February 21st, 2022, President's Day. And, of course, when you spend $50 on the Power Mall, then you use that code TAKE5 at checkout and get $5 off. When you spend $100 at the Power Mall, use the code TAKE10 at checkout and get $10 off. We make it really easy, and we appreciate your helping support our cause of getting the truth out. Well, believe it or not, and here I thought that the United States Capitol was the property of we the people, but I guess Sleepy Joe, who's a moving kind of slow at the junction, has some other thoughts. Yes, the fellow that's got the mental acuity of a two-year-old is now re-erecting a Capitol fence for the Biden speech for a possible Freedom Convoy protest in Washington during his State of the Union speech March 1. They're going to include reinstallation of an unscalable barrier around the Capitol complex. This according to Fox News. Citing concerns, truckers are going to use the occasion to protest against the mandates. Of course, as you know, this barrier was erected originally after the 2021 Capitol riot, which they call an insurrection, which I'm like, okay, where does that fit the definition? I don't see any insurrection. President Biden is going to extend the national emergency over COVID-19 beyond March 1. Oh, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Citing what he called a risk to the public health and safety. Yep, he had to chirp to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, you know, the one that kind of looks like Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day, that, quote, there remains a need to continue this national emergency, unquote. In other words, they like their power. More than 900,000 people have died from the disease, and so they're playing up the numbers, even though the numbers of COVID admissions and deaths are declining. They go back to the past to dictate our future. And Tom Cotton, senator from Arkansas, is saying that Biden's unlimited resettlement of Afghans has brought dozens of suspected bomb makers and terrorists to the U.S. Breitbart's reporting, a Department of Defense Inspector General report, reveals Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans arriving in the U.S. As of November 2021, the report states 50 of them in the U.S. have already been flagged for significant security concerns. Why am I not surprised? What's it going to take? Do they have to actually do something in D.C. to get their attention before the Democrats in Washington? I mean, 435 members of the House, and we've got Sleepy Mitch at the helm in the Senate. I don't know why that man is still there. Mitch, you need to go home. It's time to retire. We've had enough of your rhino behavior. We don't want rhinos. We want conservative Christians. That's what we want. We want people that are going to do the right thing. This is why I'm encouraging everybody, if you want to do something good for the country, run for public office. But you better have a conservative Christian platform when you do it, because it's the only thing that makes sense. And if you do, then you would probably win the esteem of the group of parents from a California elementary school who were outraged after discovering that a school science camp allowed male counselors to sleep in the same cabin with 10-year-old girls. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Wonderful day in the neighborhood. Yeah. Weaver Elementary School in Los Alamitos, California, are blasting the Unified School District. They weren't told their little girls are going to be sleeping in the same room with counselors who claim to be, quote, non-binary or transgender during the science camp at Camp Polly in San Bernardino County, according to KTLA. Yeah, it made the news out there. Parent Susie Johnson says no parent should feel the way I feel after knowing what could have happened to my daughter. So you see, you know, as long as you let them get away with it and you trust these people, wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. You get what you get. Take your kids out. Do like what a lot of our moms are doing and homeschool their kids. Nothing wrong with that. I did with mine. Portland, the scene of violence Saturday night. Over the weekend, one person killed, five hurt. Shooting at Normandale Park happened during a confrontation between an armed homeowner and armed protesters, according to the Portland Police Bureau. Responding officers found one woman dead, two men and three other women taken to the hospital with wounds, gunshot. And nobody can figure out what happened. Everybody split. Most people on the scene took off, bolted, didn't want to talk to the cops. So the police bureau is having an issue. They can't figure out why there were no other details. The number of homicides in Portland, of course. I mean, given what happened in 2020 in Portland, I mean, are you surprised? A constitutional doctrine resuscitated during legal challenges before the U.S. Supreme Court in the wake of Florida's disputed 2000 election is finding traction in post-2020 election integrity lawsuits. Proponents are espousing independent state legislatures' doctrine in legal arguments, seeking to cut the state courts from acting like super legislators and assert state legislators' right as necessary parties in election-related lawsuits. Remember that? It's part of the Constitution, folks. And the muckrakers that are out there, you know, and this is James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. This is the reason why muckrakers are there. They need to uncover the truth that those in power want kept hidden. And the more of this we find, the more we have to tell you. Representative Jim Hagedorn from Minnesota, Republican congressman there, has died. He was 59. Of course, they didn't say on social media what caused his death. However, he did have the jab. He was receiving immunotherapy to treat cancer. But as we know from talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits and others, the jab exacerbates cancer progress in the body. It's like getting a dose of AIDS, but it's the AIDS genome that's pushing this. That's pushing our narrative here, despite what you hear. Getting the jab is not a good thing. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has until the 24th, that's 2 days from now, 3 days from now, to decide whether to sign, veto, or ignore legislation that would protect healthcare providers from COVID-19 suits. Florida lawmakers gave him SB 7014 to sign, but it's been sitting there. If he doesn't act on the measure, it's going to go into law. And now he's in a tight spot. He's got to choose between aligning with the party or appeasing a growing number of constituents who are demanding he veto it. Well, I would veto it if I were him. I don't think if hospitals murder people, I think Scott Sharrow, who's going to be joining us in the next hour, I think he would agree. You can't prevent a party from suing a hospital if they've done wrong. They deserve to get sued. It's the way it is. So we're hoping Governor DeSantis does the right thing. Two of the January 6th defendants who pled guilty to illegal parading or picketing at the Capitol were each sentenced Thursday to 36 months of probation, a length of time the judge said was designed to do what? Last through the next two election cycles to deter political violence. Wow. You see how they make you a political prisoner? Thank you, Judge Beryl Howell, Chief Judge of the U.S. District Court for D.C. He was critical of prosecutors for repeatedly making plea agreements using the misdemeanor charge of parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. She said the charge, in essence, makes light of January 6th. The judge emphasized to both defendants that what happened was not a political protest, nor could it be considered speech protected by the First Amendment. She questioned both men on whether they believed at any time the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Is that really necessary of a judge? Oh, of course. They're God in their own little temple, folks, don't you know? James D. Lawless, Jr. of Greer, South Carolina, pled guilty to one count of parading, demonstrating, or picketing. Lawless was convicted of entering the U.S. Capitol, affixing an expletive Antifa sticker to the wall, and spending about 5 minutes in the building. Judge Howell sentenced Lawless to 3 years probation and 3 months of home detention, ordered him to pay $500 restitution, perform 100 hours of community service within a year. There you have it. Patrick Wood, we've had him on the show before. He's going to be addressing the International Grand Jury Court of Public Opinion on two consecutive Sundays on the intentional economic destruction caused by the orchestrated pandemic, and secondly, on eugenics and transhumanism. This is spearheaded by Dr. Reiner Filmick. He's an international attorney, part of the Corona Investigative Committee. They want to determine if crimes against humanity have been committed. Speaking against crimes against humanity, we're talking about these prosecutors who have claimed that VP Kamala Harris and VP Mike Pence were in the Capitol building on January 6th. Come to find out, even after they asserted it in their criminal complaints against the protesters, Kamala wasn't there. She left earlier in the day before it even started. Yet prosecutors lied, and they got away with it. A former police officer who killed Dante Wright up in Minneapolis has been sentenced to 2 years in jail. This is Kim Potter, who worked for the Brooklyn Center Police Department. She faced up to 8.5 years in prison, but Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu said the lesser sentence was warranted because Potter was in the line of duty doing her job in attempting to lawfully arrest Dante Wright when Potter accidentally fired the shots. She unholstered her firearm and pulled the trigger as Wright slipped from another officer's grasp, entered his vehicle, and started driving away. She thought she was drawing her taser. Police in California have arrested 494 people in a week-long joint human trafficking sting operation, which took place ahead of the Super Bowl. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, constitutional sheriff, according to Richard Mack, shared the results of the week-long campaign dubbed Operation Reclaim and Rebuild at a press conference, stating the nationwide operation had met with positive results. More than 80 participating federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies and task forces from across the state were involved in that. United Airlines vaccine mandate coerced employees into violating their religious convictions, according to a federal appeals court. Strong-armed these employees. This triggered a lawsuit. Two judges on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans found United's treatment of religious objectors amounted to coercion. That case has now been remanded back to U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman, the Trump appointee who turned down the preliminary injunction request last year. If you like to shop Family Dollar, well, guess what? They are recalling a range of products shipped to 404 of their stores across six states due to the presence of rodents and rodent activity. at one of the company's distribution centers after federal health inspectors found unsanitary conditions at the facility, including decomposing carcasses of dead rodents. I smell a rat. Is that you, Joe? Joe, are you hiding in there? In a February 18th notice, Family Dollar said the voluntary recall includes all drugs, medical devices, cosmetics, and dietary supplements and human and pet food products, citing numerous hazards associated with rodents, including the potential presence of salmonella. That can be fatal. 404 stores listed in that recall. Items were shipped from Family Dollar Distribution Center 202 in West Memphis, Arkansas, from January 1, 2021 through the present. And can Bitcoin circumvent economic tyranny? Folks, I've warned you about this. One day it's up, one day it's down. And if you think you're going to hide all your stuff investing in Bitcoin, remember who controls the grid. And remember what could happen if the grid goes down, all your money goes away. Bitcoin's value may go up or may go down, but Catherine Austin Fitz and Alex Savetsky, editor of Bitcoin Times magazine, discussed this answer to economic tyranny. Fitz believes central bank control mechanisms are still at play within it, arguing for building a new economy based on health, cooperation, peace, and transparency, recommends investing in things that will keep you alive. Svetsky argues, on the other hand, in order to build any of the above, you have to start with an incorruptible foundation. They're talking about blockchain and Bitcoin. I still don't trust it. Neither does Joseph Meyer, who speaks on our show every month. He doesn't trust it either. I would not recommend doing it. I just don't. I'm one of the things, to me, real estate and the ability to grow food and feed yourself and have the ability to get running water. Food, water, shelter, folks. Food, water, shelter. Most three important things in your life right now. Trump's social media network has finally launched. Truth Social is welcoming its first users via the App Store. It's expected to be fully operational in the country by the end of March. Apple users were able to pre-subscribe while it remained closed in beta format. Platform is similar to Twitter in functionality, but it's promoted as differing from its competitors, being a social media platform free from political discrimination. This, of course, formed by with Devin Nunes at the helm. The March schedule, you know, True Social's been updated a couple of times after bug fixes. Bernie Madoff's sister and her husband were found dead in an alleged murder-suicide. Gee, I wonder how that happened. They were also victims of the Ponzi schemer's massive fraud. He's still in prison, have died from gunshot wounds in a case that police are investigating as a possible murder-suicide. So, gotta love that. Oldest son, Mark, hanging himself. Mark Madoff. His death on the second anniversary of the father's arrest, leaving a note blaming Madoff for ruining his life. Several investors also killed themselves over their losses in the scheme, including a hedge fund exec whose firm invested $7 billion with Madoff. The whole family is dying off very quickly. A Wisconsin child has died from a rare syndrome linked to COVID-19, according to officials. Southeastern Wisconsin. This is associated, it's called multi-system inflammatory syndrome. The first reported death of this, caused by the virus, about 183 cases of the condition described as rare but serious have been found in Wisconsin so far. The child, as most of these who passed, were under the age of 10. Now, do we know yet whether or not these kids were jabbed? They're basically warning that if your child is showing any emergency warning signs of this, such as lingering fever, trouble breathing, chest pain or pressure that doesn't go away, confusion, inability to wake or stay awake, bluish lips or face, or severe abdominal pain, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room, according to the department. Have we forgotten about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all these other? Go to the emergency room. Got to go to ER. We're going to find out from Scott Shera in the next hour why that might not be such a good idea. New York on Friday rolled back on a February 21st deadline that would require healthcare workers to get a COVID booster shot or risk losing their jobs or salary. And what do they cite concerns about? Staffing shortages. Of course, they don't want everybody walking off the job. I mean, here, according to the latest data, 75% of the healthcare workers in that state have gotten another dose or willing to get another one. Really? What is up with these people? How do they know they're not going to be shedding? You know, that's that thing where, you know, you start giving off and spewing the virus into the atmosphere around you. You know, remember, every time I think of shedding, I think of Pigpen in the Peanuts comic, you know, where he walks around and the big cloud of dust follows. I kind of think of that when I think of shedding. A group of leading scientists, doctors, and policy professionals say it's time to end all the restrictions up in Canada involving vaccine mandates, passports, all that garbage. Known as the Canada Science and Policy Committee to Exit the Pandemic, the group says the pandemic is effectively over because it's reached endemic stage. I don't think you're going to be able to convince Trudeau of that, no matter what you say, folks. Don't see it. He's going to hang on to whatever power he can get until he is removed, either legally by election, where they've caught election fraud and they actually get to the bottom of it. He can't buy his way out of this one, not after the trucker mandates or the trucker convoy, I don't think. It's going to be harder to get him back in office or keep him in office. The other way is, of course, what happened at the towards the end of World War II with Benito Mussolini and his mistress. That would be a sad way to go, to have your whole family dragged out in the square and beaten to death, wouldn't it? You think it would make anybody happier that would happen? I don't know. Tit for tat. I mean, running over somebody in a walker with a horse. I mean, you look at the videos, you look at the police brutality, you look at what people are just thinking in the back of their minds about what they would like to do to Trudeau. Couldn't even be bothered to come out and talk to people and have a rational conversation. Nope. He wanted to hide. He's a wimp. Wuss. Billionaire Bill Gates is pulling a Fauci. Believe it or not. He's saying that Omicron is a type of vaccine that gives cellular immunity and spreads faster than vaccines, according to Gates. But here's something he also said. There's going to be another pandemic. Do you remember when Anthony Fauci said that right at the beginning of the Trump administration? Yeah, President Trump's going to have to deal with a pandemic. Well, here's Gates spewing off at the mouth about another pandemic, but he wouldn't elaborate. Yeah, think about that. How did Gates know? How does he know there's going to be another pandemic unless he's behind it? What has the World Economic Forum got up their sleeve now, folks? Time to get suspicious. Treating long-haul COVID, according to Dr. Peter McCullough, act sooner rather than later. We have a story that we're going to be posting on our email blast about the four categories of COVID vaccine injury syndromes that Dr. Peter McCullough has seen in his practice. They can get long COVID, of course, but those who are sick enough to be hospitalized in an intensive care unit are more likely to be affected. According to McCullough, 50% of the group is going to have manifestations of long COVID. The NIH director, Francis Collins, has come out and he's blaming Dr. Joe McCullough for pandemic continuation. Yeah, he's putting out all of the dirt, the misinformation. Yeah. Yeah, we got Joe McCullough from Florida. Not once do we have anything related to science. No. It's all about misinformation, just pointing a finger and screaming, you're just a fear-mongerer. Misinformation, disinformation, demonization, that's what follows. Dr. Denise Hertz remembers vividly the day she got a COVID vaccine. She's a retired gastroenterologist who drank the Kool-Aid. She received Pfizer's shot on December 23rd, 2020, less than 2 weeks after U.S. regulators granted EUA. That's use of it. 30 minutes went by before the adverse reaction got started. Face started burning, tingling, eyes got blurry. She felt faint. Her husband called paramedics who came and found Hertz's blood pressure sky high. They recommended, you should call a doctor. She became so sick she feared she would die. Experiencing symptoms including severe facial pain, chest constriction, tremors, twitching limbs, and tinnitus. Felt like somebody was pouring acid on me. This is what you have to look forward to if you drink the Kool-Aid. The hospitalizations of children have dropped during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to a study. So why do they want to give them the jab? It's what I want to know, unless they don't want them reproducing. That story will also be in your email blast. We put a video up over the weekend. Dr. Jane Ruby was interviewing a funeral home director who does embalming. If you watch that video, please do not be shocked at the fact that he found blood clots as long as the dead person's leg. Seriously, these are clots that were found in an entire venous structure upon autopsy. They couldn't even administer formaldehyde or embalm the person because all these clots were literally thickening the blood and making it impossible to embalm the victims. And all of these folks, including Dr. Peter McCullough, that have looked at this data, realized it's the shots that may have damaged the innate immune system that's leading to a form of AIDS. And when they die, they find the clots. Didn't happen until the jab started, folks. You put two and two together. I'll let you do that. We're going to be back after the break with Pastor Jerry Newcomb about George Washington on his life and faith. Here on President's Day, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.